This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand.
This is the number one song in New Orleans right now.
And you've probably never heard it.
I play there at a club and it's over from there. Night ball, cut it off.
Cut it off. Night ball, mix it up. We found that on a podcast called Mad Decent Radio, created by DJ Diplo. He's based in Philadelphia. DJ Diplo calls Mad Decent Radio NPR for the streets. Each podcast features the music of a particular city. He samples and mixes that music with interviews he's done with the people who made it. The result is a multi-layered soundtrack of a place. It's like he's DJing a city. We'll visit a couple of them, Rio de Janeiro and New Orleans.
This is DJ Jubilee. I'm the king of bounce in New Orleans, and I listen to Mad. Decent. All right. All right.
You hot girl was sitting by the bayou. My hot girl to you hot girl. I got a hot boy that is fire talking about a hot girl.
DJ Diplo had visited the city before Katrina. He returned to perform at Jazz Fest 8 months after the storm. When he wasn't performing, he was out looking for music. He says he was pleasantly surprised with what he found.
I thought that it would just be dead, you know? Because half the DJs had moved to Houston to make any money that they could. But there's so many new kids that just decided to have little parties in the clubs that are half opened and making remixes of new hip-hop tracks, and there's just so much more energy there than there was when I was there 2 years ago. And I just think that a lot of young kids have little more to do than just throw parties and to make music. When I put together the interviews and the music together, it kind of helps to explain the scene a little more than when I'm just DJing for a party, when I'm just playing the tracks and kids are like, yeah, this is great, what is this? But kind of going to the source and shedding some light on the other people that have influenced me is kind of like what I wanted to do.
And in New Orleans, who are you interviewing? Who do we hear speaking?
In New Orleans, we just drove around one day, and the first place we went to had, like, all the DJs. We went to, like, one street corner, and it was, like, all 10 of the biggest DJs there.
They were just on the street corner?
Yeah, because there was a shop there that had opened and closed, and these, like, independent music stores in places like New Orleans are just, like, they might be, like, a bodega one day and then a music store the next day and then, you know, selling auto parts, and it's just, like, always changing. This one place, it was a place where you can buy mixtapes. It wasn't really, like, a proper music store, but everybody was there kind of hanging out.
What were they telling you about their city and about how the music's changed?
Well, they were all, like, kind of old friends. They're all joking about which area was, you know, started the scene. Like, was it the Ninth Ward? Was it the Third Ward? You know, different areas. They told me some stories about how hard places were hit. But they're still doing the music. I mean, people still live in New Orleans. It seems like it's only halfway there, but there's still a lot of energy. And I think there's a lot of isolation still that's helping to keep the music going because people that are there are stuck there.
8-9 feet of water here up to the second floor. It was just flooded all out, you know.
I mean, there's also like a lot of rebellion tracks that came out after the hurricane, like F Katrina was a track, and then What's Your FEMA Number? There's a lot of protest songs that came afterwards, and they're always really big on the radio. They're not on any label, they're just passed around on CDRs and everything. But they're still huge for people because it's just telling real experiences of what's happened there.
All right, let's travel further south, way further south, and go to South America because you spent a lot of time there. And tell us about your radio project in Brazil and what you did there.
When I go down to Brazil, that scene itself has like such a culture and so many dimensions to it. Just the scene in Rio alone, in the favelas, the music that's happening there.
And what kind of music do you hear in the favelas? These are the slums there in Rio. Is it a lot different than the mainstream music that you'd hear in Rio?
In Brazil, it's like America. You know, you have this crazy mixture of African and European rhythms and instruments. It's like the only place to really compete with America as far as cultural capital.
You spent a lot of time in Rio.
Yes. The first time I went there was like 4 years ago, and I went because I heard some of this music got really fascinated with it, and I started releasing like mixtapes up here with some of the music I collected. They've made this new sound that's part samba, part Miami bass, and really punk rock to me. It's called Carioca Funk. Carioca just means from Rio, and funk, they used the word funk ever since they were DJing James Brown, and they kept it for Afrika Bambaataa up until now, and it doesn't really resemble funk for America, but it's called Carioca Funk. You'll hear it all over the place in Rio. If you drive around, every car is playing it. If you go to sleep and you live near any hillside, you're going to hear it booming, because like 500 parties per week are playing this music at like the craziest volumes. Speakers, I think, that go maybe two stories high, almost a block wide, a whole club like this.
What is your name?
MC Gringo.
And tell us about MC Gringo.
MC Gringo is a funny guy that I just happened to meet at a party, who was a German guy who had married a girl and moved to a favela like 10 years ago. And he's actually got a hit on the radio now in Rio. I just had to interview him because I was like, what is this guy doing here? He has this strange song called Dance do Gringo, which means just how to dance like a gringo at a party. And yeah, it's really funny. Even people in Rio are just like, wow, this is really, you know, fascinating.
And so your Mad Decent Radio project, who's it for? Who do you want to educate about this kind of music?
Well, the fascinating thing for me about having a podcast is that it's not like you have to go search for it or trade for it. It's just there. So anybody that can look up my radio show can just download it for free. And a lot of stuff that I'm playing, people don't know what it is, and people ask me questions all the time, so I just kind of wanted to put together a show that was a little more comprehensive.
We want to close by going back to New Orleans and playing a little bit from the Rebirth Brass Band. I'm wondering if you could just tell us a little bit more about that, what this song is about.
Okay. Well, the song that I ended the New Orleans show was by the Rebirth Brass Band. It's like, you know, a group of 20 guys that just like play classic New Orleans jazz music with the horns, mixed a little bit of hip-hop sound. And this track in particular is called You Don't Want to Go to War, and it's with Soulja Slim, and it's one of the last songs that I think he did before he passed away. He's definitely a hero for the New Orleans scene, and the music just was, when I heard the song, it almost made me cry, because it means so much to hear like the horns, and it's a 7-minute long song, and it just got the best horn riffs, and it just kind of symbolizes what I like about New Orleans.
Well, DJ Diplo, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for putting me on.
You can find a link to DJ Diplo's Mad Decent Radio podcasts at our website, npr.org. Every word, and I'll be representing that 33rd. Catch them round, Kim, bring them round, road to Apple. The Rebirth is my people, you don't know what's happening. I'm Wild Mac, know y'all about that blast. And the haters won't ride, hope your seatbelt blast. I play gold crush, you play platinum. Tell your people stop hating before I tap back slap them. The lady buck jumpers, y'all buck the deck. And you